The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. When our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to Blessed Mother Teresa and asked her to establish a new religious community, after he went from her sight, she had a series of 3 more apparitions, one after another. In the first one, there was a huge crowd surrounding her, and she was in the center of them, and mainly very poor people and children. And they were all reaching out after her, and they would say, "Come, come save us, bring us to Jesus." Then the apparition vanished, and she had another vision. And that same great crowd was all around, and she could see great sorrow and suffering in their faces. But this time, instead of being in the midst of them, she was out in front of them, kneeling before Our Lady, and Our Lady was facing all the people. And Our Lady said to her, "Take care of them. They are mine. Bring them to Jesus. Carry Jesus to them. Fear not. Teach them to say the rosary, the family rosary, and all will be well. Fear not. Jesus and I will be with you." And then that vanished, and she had a 3rd vision. And this time that same great crowd was there, and she again was before them with Our Lady. But this time both she and Our Lady were facing the other direction, and before all of them was our Lord Jesus Christ hanging on the cross. And he looked out, and everyone was in darkness except Our Lady and Mother Teresa. And our Lord looked at Mother Teresa and said, "I have asked you. They have asked you. And she, my mother, has asked you. Will you refuse to do this for me? To take care of them and bring them to me?" What struck me about that is only 1 request was made of Mother Teresa in all of those 3 visions when she was told to bring souls to Jesus. And that was, "Teach them to say the rosary." A little over a week ago, I was down in San Jose at a liturgical event, and there were a group of missionaries of charity there. And every time I see the missionaries of charity, they always give me a gift. And this time it was a tiny little pamphlet on the rosary. And as I was flipping through this, there was a quote at the top of each set of mysteries from Mother Teresa. And I closed with her words on the rosary. "The rosary will lead us to perfect love of God. We must use the rosary like arms, like weapons against the evils, to fight, to spread the kingdom of God. Peace will come into this world through Mary, but first in our own hearts. Pray the rosary with faith. And lastly, we can become saints only with the help of Our Lady. Let us cling to her. Let us keep hold of her by praying the rosary. I have yet to meet a person with a deep devotion to the rosary without at the same time an accompanying intimacy with our Lord Jesus Christ. And normally the greater their devotion to the rosary, the greater is that intimacy. We entrust ourselves anew today to Our Lady of the Rosary.